So it was requested, there were a few requests. I only got one of them, which were two requests. One was a share in Meisr, and one was a share in 3 weeks. So Meisr needs more than 30 minutes to discuss. Maybe if you dive in for earlier, we'll do it next week, I'm not sure. But I just wanted to point out a few things that we got to do in 3 weeks. We got to do the halachas of Beinam Sarim. Beinam Sarim, the Losh Echa, which Chazal understands to mean the Zman of these 3 weeks. The time between the straits, the narrow straits. So the truth is that I was called by two people in the Kehillah with the same Shiloh. They wanted to know if they can close on their house within the 3 weeks. Now, Umaisa, in terms of being Mamayik and Schoira, that's a din that starts and from Machna from Rosh Chodesh. But in the 3 weeks, there's no Indian of Niyat to Schoira. The issue is really a Shechionic issue, which is rather the pile of suffix. If you buy a house, we once spoke about it. If a person makes a Shechionic on his house, on a house that he has a mortgage, there's a Pantology that discusses it by Arichus, and we spoke about different study on the issue. It could be that the bank really the Etzim owns the house because they have a kinyan in the house. Also, yeah, it's an apayti gimel furish. But aside from that, it brings up the idea of the Shechiyon or the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah discusses that a person should not make a Shechiyon or instead of a Zohar, not to make a Shechiyon or Bein HaMitzor. So a person, if he's not going to find the payri, he's not a bechuyif to refrain from the payri, but pakert. He can eat the payri, and if it's nizdanim loy, and he won't be able to do it later, so he can make a shechiyonah. But it's time to not to make a shechiyonah. Now, it's interesting that the Gra holds that this is a chum yaseira, and Shavur brings that the Gra holds this is a chum yaseira, and it comes out that the Mishnah Berurah, and the Paz is also mafakrik in this. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that on Shabbos you could be signed up on the poskim. That hold it's a chumah yaseira, and therefore a person can make a shechiyonah on Shabbos. So meikar hadin, if a person had bought a suit, if he normally makes shechiyonah on a very kosher beged, a kosher suit, if he wears taka wears it for the first time on Shabbos, he could really do that bein hamitzorim. He could do that in the 3 weeks, and the that would be just a chumah yaseira. We can be makel on those that hold that it's a chum yaseir on the grud that holds it's a chum yaseir. I wanted to discuss a little bit about shaving. The Ramah said that we're machmer on taspiris the whole 3 weeks. The Ashkenazim are machmer on taspiris the whole 3 weeks. What about noshim? You look at the primogodim. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Prima God and he says in the Yisr Tasperis, the Echad Ish, the Echad Isha, Shavim the Yisr. The Shavim to the Yisr, women also, is an Yisr, Legabe, Tasperis, or Nashim too. And it seems clear that it's the Shulchan Aruch says that this, the Shulchan Aruch says Tasperis, Shvua Zun, and Zed, the reason why Shulchan Aruch is the one that says Shvua Zed, because the Shulchan Aruch only brings the din of Shvua Shechalba. But we that are makra and tasperis, this includes us too. The Zohar doesn't even comment on this. Tasperis shavu azeh, echad roishay, the echad kol sar shavoy osim. So all sar on the guf is included in this issa. Now, what about a riboy sar? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he brings from the Prima Gadol. The echad roish v'adab ishul galeh riboy sar story. She has too much sar, she has a lot of sar on the side of her head over here on the temples, So it's actually for an isha that she can she can take that yerush during this month. I found that the Pesachim also bring that Moshe held that that a woman who's married or a girl who's of marriageable age is also allowed to shave their legs. Okay? But other Saragur is not mutter, it's clearly us. Sharm Sion Bahalacha brings the issue of shaving, discusses the issue of shaving for people that shave all year round. And discusses Lagabe being a daughter of other, Lagabe a person losing Parnassus. So he brings, he says that there's a heter to be Megaleh Fein HaMitzor, Ad Rosh Chodesh, V'yesh, Ad Shavua Shechal Boi Tishabu. Okay, so he wants to say that Shvusha Chalboi is Chalboi the din of the Gemara. Shvusha Chalboi Mekra, there's a din of Shvusha Chalboi in the Gemara. The din of the Gemara, Shvusha Chalboi is one of these things are also. Then there's another din of the Chodesh, and there's 3 weeks. But he passes that clearly Shvusha Chalboi one should not be made in shaving. Shaving, even for the issue of business. Lemaisa, what about cutting one's nails? If you look at the behavior's rings, it's a cut your base. The Lita Sipanaya merely the mutter. It's mutter to cut one's nails. When we cut the Shabbos, Pshita the Sharif. The Kolshkein, the Tzarek Tzvim. That's the Lashon of the Tzvim, he's quoting the Magen Avraham, he's passing like the Magen Avraham. And he brings the Taz, he passes like the Taz, but Shvur Shechal Tishibot Tzarekhoi is usher, and Shvur Shechal Tishibot is usher to cut one's nails. And that's how the Mishpurusim and the Paskins also. This is very Nagei, a lot of the women would like to take, they like to do manicures and the like. So, in the 3 weeks, that would be mutter, but Shvur Shechal Tishibot, it is usher. I wanted to talk about an Indian, and I got a little bit sucked into the Indian. I was looking at the Indian, but I think it's kedai to talk about some of the issues. We read the parasha of the Karbonis of the Mayadin, and we talk about Rish, and the parasha brings the Karbonis of Rish Chodesh. So I wanted to discuss a little bit about Halal on Rosh Chodesh. And I really wanted to start off discussing the last halacha in Siman Tov Kaf Beis, which is Mitzvah Kriyas HaHalal Me'umid. The Mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalal is to stand up, is while one is standing, that a person should stand during Halal. And it's a curious halacha as to why one should stand during halal. But I wanted to mention some other things that I'm a gay, that I've seen maybe people being a little bit lax in, not here, of course, but other places, that I wanted to discuss, just to discuss certain things with Gabi Halal. We're all familiar with the fact that halal on Rish Chodesh is with halal a question. If one is Mubarak on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is a time where we don't read Halal in the regular way. We're not going to ask a Halal. We don't say that. We don't complete the entire Halal. We're medallion on the Halal to show that this is not one of the Yomim that the Mishnah Erechim quotes and Avud that the pasuk should say Hashir Yiel Lochem Yilel Is Kadesh Chag. The Shinan Levi, the Christ can say, the Gemara says, have a Kuddish Lechag, that only something that's a Kuddish Lechag is a time when we say, when we really say Halal. When we medallic the part of the Halal, we medallic some of the Kapitlach in Halal, or Manu, and Hafti, and then the Rabbi says, why those? Because he says that when Manu, and the next capital, and our Hafti, and the next capital, Marshall, they're really similar. So that's the place that we're going to be with Dalai. We're going to leave out things because it could be the same thing. So those are the ones with Medalla. To show that it's different. Halacha l'maisa, we say, in fact, there's sheet in Shulchan Aruch, if you don't lay, the Rambam himself holds, it's only a minute, then we say halal on Rosh Chodesh. One does not make a brach on a minute. If you remember Shavuos, last year Shavuos, we discussed the Shavuos night, we discussed the Rambam sheet of the plow, to make a brach on a minute. We spoke about Megillus Rus, if you make a brach on other Megillus as opposed to Megillus, there's a line of the Surah we discussed. But L'maisa Halacha, L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do, the Tzibur, we Amavar, it brings both Shittas. Excuse me, Shulchan Aruch brings both Shittas, he passes like the Rambam. And he brings that a Yachid certainly should not be very hollow with the Bracha, but the Ramah is kind of like the Ramah says that a Yachid can be very hollow with it. And be carried out with a brach. Now, l'maisa is a very interesting halacha that I think might be once in a while negay a person. Let's say a person walks in to the base medrash and they say, halacha. He comes late, very late. And he says, halacha. He's saying, halacha. So they're saying, halacha. So the halacha is you should start with saying, halacha. You should say, halacha with him. Let's say he's in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. So what does he do then? So the Pharisee will say that there's absolutely no difference between there's no difference whether they say on Shabbos with Marvin and Miz Myron. You can be Marvin and Miz Myron with Halal too. So you're adding into it. It's all the whole Suki the Zimra of Sukim of being of Shrachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is also in the Shrachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to miss the brother. So the Pharisee will say that L'maisa you have Baruch Shama is the brother who will come out. And you have the Shabbat for the Bracha L'Achareha, so that suffices for the Bracha. Adav, that's one thing that we have to all have to understand, that when we're saying Sukkot Zimra, we're at the Emes HaBracha. There's a Bracha L'Fanah, Bracha L'Achareha, and there's an incident to be mafsik for that specific reason. There's an incident to be mafsik in Sukkot Zimra. We're going to see that Halal is even more common than that. We'll see in a second. Although, let's say it's Shabbos or Yom Tiv, but Shabbos or Yom Tiv, we're on the veer. The Chiyuv Bracha is more real. The Chiyuv Bracha over here is like, it's not a minute, it's Hillel, it's got a shtag, it's a good Kabbalah. So over there, the Shabur says one should not say halal. So if a person comes late on Yom Kippur, or a person comes late, it's Yom Kippur, or Kalamayit. First, you know, it's called Mitzvah, it's not called Mitzvah, but it's a person who comes in, and he would not say Halal, the Zimra, because he's being maps of the brachas of Halal. He's going to lose the brachas of Halal, the specific brachas of Halal, only on Rosh Chodesh, where it's a suffering, in the bracha. So over here, we say the brachas of Tzukit Zimra suffice. But over here, we're not going to say the brachas of Tzukit Zimra suffice. What's interesting is that the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, which means that the Rambam holds that there's no bracha of the flower. No. And the Shulchan Aruch goes on and he says, "Le'inyan hafstaka afilu be'emsa shel b'shalim adam shitzar." And he says, "Although be'inyan after," he talks about if it's an adam that he said he has to be give kavod to, he can be shel shalom, he can be meishi shalom l'chol adam. But if there's no other issue, and the Rambam says, by the way, all these halachas of asking shalom or meishi shalom, somebody asks you, are not the day of his manazel. The Shulchan passes in the Mas Krishna. He says clearly that Zman HaZeh, everybody knows what they say, that says, everybody knows somebody's finished an issue or whatever, they say, don't come to me, I'm afraid of it. But aside from that, everybody knows that if they say, that says, you can't answer back. So there's no such halacha of the nation shalom, but somebody comes over here, looks at the Zimra, and he gives you a great shalom, alaykum, there's no such halacha of the nation, you can't do anything. You just have to be quiet. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Indian Abba will yaksa. So it's interesting. The halacha brings that the El Yidaba says that's anything if you were mavarach, but if you're not mavarach, you could be mafsik because what's Krishna? What's how? How is just is mismayer the hill? So what's the problem? Of it's klar. If the Shulchan Aruch himself passes like the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. And then Shulchan Aruch says there's a din of hafsaka. So obviously it has not. It's not because of the bracha. That's what I meant before. It's more common. So because of the Zimra, Tzuvit Dezimra is Tzuvit Dezimra. But Hallel is a Seid at the Hallel. And Hayoyis the Hallel, the Marshal is Seid that you can't be Kerr the Mafreya. The Ramacha goes through Marichas over here. Now, if one is Kerr Hallel the Mafreya, he's not Yoyis. Well, if he says one missed one capital before the other capital, he has to go back to the last capital that was in order. He's not, he wants to kind of that Lamaisa, Hayoyis, the Gemara says, that the Pasuk says, Minizra Hashem and Ad Mevoyim, Mehul Shem Hashem, that there's a Seid that was Marichas. And there's a saying in Islam, once you start Hallel, you can't be Maxic because you're saying Hallel. So that din, the flower of Hallel, is this continuum of these Mismarim and Hallel are Be'etzem of Chefs of something that you can't be Maxic in, which is very, very interesting. And now I want to discuss the idea that the Harsha Barak says that a person has to carry Hallel the woman. Oh, an interesting thing. What does Hallel have to do with standing? So the marker of this halacha is the Shibale Aleket. The Shibale Aleket says two times. The first time he says is that halal is an agus. It's an agus on all the nisans and nefilas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. Okay? Halal is the mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisan gluyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So if you say Hallel Eglis, Shvacha Shal Mokim, then if Lo'oysa, then Nisim Shal Asalonim, who mitzvahs Eglis by me. Eglis says you have to stand up, right? That's what we say by the symbol of Allah, we say by Yehudu on Lel Shabbos, you have to stand up because that's an Eglis in the Bria of Bria Sonim, by Hulu's an Eglis. That's one reason. Then another reason is that Shtei, Hallel Adi Hashem, Sh'oim Din Beveis Hashem. Shtei pasuk in Kuflam of Gimel of Tehillim, Hallelu Abba Hashem, She'oim din b'veis Hashem. So the vice versa, when you ma'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the stance a person has to have is that he's an oimim. He's oimim in b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Brik Yav, the Brik Yais in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch, it brings from the Brik Hadosh, his Megam Gimel Nes. And he says that this sounds like Hallelu Abba Hashem, She'oim din b'veis Hashem. That sounds like if they were standing, so then mahal they were mahal like Kodesh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean one has to be standing to be one has to stand up. The ones that were standing were mahal like Kodesh Baruch Hu. It happens to be that the Meis Hashem is also the same anyway. So the point is there's no deity in the pasuk that says one has to stand up mahal. As if they were standing, they were mahal. The ones that were standing, they were mahal like Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it could be that the challenge you can't if you. If one's standing, they can't sit down. Of a lemaisa, it seems to me that the poskim hold that this time is a very interesting time, very strong time. It's not only the time of Eidus, but it's a time that Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Shehoyim in the Beis Hashem, is a chiyuv that when Mahal Lakadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to stand. Now, by the way, Halalok is yet a person sitting, he's Yitzhahal, but clearly Lakadosh, a person has to be standing. So when I was looking through this, I came across some very interesting things that I'd like to share with you. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilda's Brothers, the Rambam speaks about the din of Arbat Tzvi Chalohedus, benching Gemma. When a person benches, who benches Gemma? Arbat Tzvi Chalohedus, Choylish and Zrapa, the Chodah of the Yosef and the Beis HaSunim, the Yorbi HaYam, the Hoch and Rokim, the Heel Yishim, U'tzrichen Lohoidois B'fnei Asora, U'shnaya Mehem Chachom. The person has to say Hoidah, the person has to bench Goymo when there's a minion there, and he needs Shnaya Mehem Chachom. Shanema, U'miroyu B'kal Ha'am, U'miroyu B'zkeinin Yahalalu. The case that Moida, so how is a person Moida? The case of Mavarak, and how is it Mavarak? I made Benehem Mavarak. Shaykh Rambam, he has to stand. The Shas, benching Gaimel, the person can't sit when he benches Gaimel. Shaykh I made Benehem, same case of Mishnah. Sorry, and Minol, how does he know that you have to stand in the middle of the benching Gaimel? Where did the Rambam get this from? Umashikas is not good. So the request which applies by Sorry, there's no way the Rambam got it, you have to stand when you bench Gaimel. In some of the Tashit Nesvara, that the Rosh says the Rosh in Haraya on this Gemara, the Rosh says that when a person ventures Gaimel, he's Maida, so it's like he's being macro of a carbon type. And the person has to stand, Al Karbana, Mizmul Asaida, he stands up and Mizmul Asaida. The person has to stand up and be macro of a carbon type. Mela, that's why a person has to stand. Although in Marsham, and early in the El Yiraba, El Yiraba says in a very pithy fashion, the El Yiraba says it. The Yerabah says, "Kosvik has submission to our team." You know, we're going to shoot the Shulchanor. Shulchanor is taking it at this. Doesn't say that the verse has to be under the Shulchanor. The back Kosov in the back, the back words shaking. The Moishev came to Halalu. Mashma, that where this came, what is this came doing? They're sitting. Mashma, only they're sitting, but the other person standing. That's at the back. But listen to what the Yerabah says. Ulani is dying to Yotzel Arama mi de Karnele Hakro Loshin Chala. Doni la Hala. So tell you that was Shei, the Pasuk says that what is Goymel? What is Benchim Goymel? Benchim Goymel is Vira Lumu Bekal Am who Moshe Shem Yahal Luhu. So Shei that Benchim Goymel being Moida on a nest that happened to you is what? Is halal. And if it has a din of halal, you have to stay. As I start to tell you that. So we see that the idea of, now this is not AIDS, then you know it's not AIDS. So clearly Al Yirab is saying that this time is a real time. The fact that I am being mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayiv me to stay. It's mechayiv me to stay. Now, the Marsham also says this, and I found a very interesting thing. There's a very similar shayla. The Chaim Sha'al had the shayla. The shayla was there was a kehila that had a gevaldik and neis hafikud, and they wanted to have a whole simcha, and they wanted to have a suda, and they wanted to sing halal at night. They wanted to say halal at night. That's what they wanted to do. So the Chaim Sha'al passed him. And he says that it's us. Because we're not the Hal Balaila. Don't tell the Hal Balaila is Takra, the Shasta Satan. We say there's the Horama. Okay? Or Kilal is Hashtag is the Pesach. But otherwise there's no such thing. And the Chassam Sefer disagrees, and some cipher asks a few kashas for Chlal of this idea. He doesn't understand that if the idea is that Chlal has to be by Amida, he asks a very interesting question. He says that the Gemara tells us in Megillah that why don't we say Chlal on Purim? So the one for Purim is Kriyas is really Lulu. The Kriya of Halal is the Kriya of the Megillah is the Halal. So if the Kriya of the Megillah is the Halal, so Frek the Sam Sefer states, the Gemara Megillah says, Kariyadu Nasa Megillah, Bein Ayame, Bein Wot, Bein Yush. Except for the Kavarat Sibur, you have to do it more. But really, it could be Kariyadu Nasa Megillah. So Frek the Sam Sefer. So how could it be that Kriyas is the Lula, and you say that Halal, you have to stand for Halal, right? You have to, one is the Kriya to stand for Halal, so you should have to stand for the Megillah, everybody should have to be standing for the Megillah. If I can, it's interesting, you know, the oil makes a point, you know, that if the Brahma, everybody knows, they sit there. Grado, it's interesting, when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Rosh, in Sefer Sa'ayimah, the Rosh brings, that we know, we have to come by Choma. The person has to stand for Sfira, stand in Rosh. You have to stand for the Bracha too, because the Bracha is on the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah that is, if the Mitzvah you have to stand for, the Bracha you have to stand for. Is any Bracha on Mitzvah? It's on a Mitzvah you have to stand for. Oh, but just have time to ask this guy, why don't we stand? So I saw a teretz based on the Sefer HaMichlom and on the Kolboy, and I want to give another teretz. They want a teretz like this. The Sefer HaMichlom he says, as I'm watching, Kloima, what does it mean? Kriyasa Zui Hulubah. That the Pshat is, that's not the Kriya is Halal. The Pshat is Azot. you don't need challah. Because once you carry the Megillah, you've satisfied the requirement of what challah would require. Right? That's what he's saying is that challah screens names. The Megillah, after you read the whole Megillah, you're full of shenach Megillah by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I wanted to title the Meisah is Kashas, the very big Kashas. What's the Kashas? The Kashas is the Me'ili. The Me'ili in Megillah says that let's say a person doesn't have a Megillah. What does he do? He lays out. He reads out. So Vice says that it is out. Vice says the Megillah is out. So I wanted to tell Sue something that the Rishus HaTzal put the rice in Pachavitsa on this Me'ili itself. Yes, he says, well, why is it not more spiritual for Nora? It's going to wrap up. The Kriyas is doing Lula. So you see, you should have to say, oh. So he kind of says it. And maybe we can answer why this is why you have to stand by Halal. He says, Halal is the Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us the Golem. The Melo of Mahal, the famous, every name that I got to borrow from different parties. Masha Enkin, Megillah, the whole Megillah is the, if you read it one way, it's Megaris. Megaris is like a sequel. The Pachlal, the Shem Hashem is not there. It was a name sister, the whole nation is a name sister. The hallow of the Megillah is a hallow specific to the Nes. Let's say the Nes was a name sister. So the halal is ba'ifin this. The halal is ba'ifin that it's memela. If you don't have a Megillah, you can't satisfy the requirement with halal. Because halal is not, it's not matin. It doesn't apply. So I was thinking that maybe this is taka an answer on the Samsaifa Zakash. Samsaifa says, well, you have to stand, why Zahal, I'm saying anathanami, why Zahal. But that's the reason why we don't stand is for the same reason why if you're missing the Megillah, you don't say halal. That when you're saying Halal HaGadol, so we're standing up, we're giving the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Golem, just like the Halal is the Golem, we're giving our praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Golem. Masha Enkin, if the Nes is a Nes Nistar, so the Oifin of reading it is Taka, almost like us. It's not, we don't stand up to it. Because the Faket, it has to be done by Oifin Nistar, not that we don't say, oh, here is a Nes. Faket, by reading it, just reading it plain, in a plain way, put the Nes to Nes. I was thinking, I'll go over a little bit, I'm sorry. I wanted to had a little bit of a serious little bit from something I saw. As far as it's got a Megillah Halacha. We know that in the Torah, Pinchas is spelled with a Yud. Many places you'll look, you'll find that Pinchas does not have a Yud. In fact, the Zoya. The mashal brings our law to the Khatila and the Shtar and the Geth and the Tzubah. The person has the son of the name of Yud, the son of the name of David, Nun Ches Sab. I saw a very interesting thing. I saw that in Sarm, that Pinchas with the Yud is the same Gemash as 200 men. It's the same Gemash Yud as Yitzchak. Which states that it could be that Pinchas before he took Reimach B'yada and before he was my Senefesh to be Naikin Nikmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Kanan as Kenasi before, so he tackled it without a Yud. But if you look in a state, I don't know, it's Risi Shaman, you know. So if you let it go, that the vav from Shalom is a vav ketia. Vav ketia means it has a crack. It's cracked, and it's really the yud with a leg at the bottom. There's a space between the state that yud went into Pinchas, and that's the Pinchas. Pinchas is Mesiras Nefesh. With Pinchas is Mesiras Nefesh, so he attained that yud. So I wanted to talk a little bit, an idea that I had. What exactly is this vav ketia? What exactly is Pinchas? And what is the nice way of Risi Shalom? That what? That to him and to his children, Atharov, is a bris kuhuna sayom. So I just wanted to bring out something. that we talked about Rishus. The Gemara says there are three matanos toivos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three matanos toivos, and you're only kinder than the Yisrael in the Gemara of Brachos. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. You're only kinder than the Yisrael. Zafu Pashtein, if it's a matanos toivos, so the Eretz Yisrael should give you the goods. What is he giving you with Yisrael? Why do we have to, what do you have to have Yisrael in the life that we're here today? Eretz Yisrael is linked to the Yisrael that we have in Eretz Yisrael. Olam Haba. It's only the Yisrael, and Torah is only the Yisrael. The face. A Kenyan, a Wurshtel Tzu, a Rambam. We all have to know this Rambam is not talking to Omitarian life, this Rambam is not talking to Yeshiva life, this Rambam is talking to anyone who wants to grow in Rufus. The last Mishnah, in the fifth parak of August. Then, hey, you know, the food tzara agra. According to the tzara a person has, is his tzara. So, Pashup Shah, a person understands that that means is. That the more travail the person goes through, he should just know he's going to have schar. He'll have schar loss. That's not a problem. So the Rambam says something that's very interesting. But Omar ben Heihe, which you must have tzired the Torah, yihi yes scharcha. That's what his schar is going to be. But Omru, and they said, Chazal, shelo yiskayen min hachokma. A person will not retain his chokhmah. Elo mashet talmud tilmoy, only what he learns, b'toireya. Only if he toils in Torah will he have a kinyan, will he have any kinyan of Torah. B'toireya omo, the yirim in amalamit. And he has to have fear from his rebbe. Avol kriyas ha-taynu. Reading Torah, the taynu, v'ha-menucha, and he always has a strong example. Ain kiyum law. There's no kiyum to such title. You don't have kiyum. And listen to frightening words or voice like. Viloi toitelesko. As I shake in Rambam and Pirish and Mishnah on this. A person learns without idea, without omo. The fun tzara agra doesn't only mean schar. It means, agra means that not schar was above. It means, what am I going to get from that title? If I think I can learn title. If I think I can learn Torah without tzar, without tereya, without omer. If I think, you know, it used to be that a person didn't understand so much Gemara. Didn't understand so much Gemara. At least he had to have a little bit of a tereya to figure out the words. Now, 20% to figure out the words. And it used to be a phase, you know, you'd have to work on the Rashi, the Haish and the Rashi. But now you can put footnotes on the bottom and see what Rashi and the Ran and the Rashi and the Rambam and all of the tzar and the tzar. Onkin tereya, onkin omer. Taking Rambam, without Tereach, without Omo, Ein Kiyumwa, V'loi Ten Elos. Azoi Shteitin Rambam. Thus, hey, the Rambam is saying that the world out here is different than the world in here. This is the real world, that's the fake world. In the fake world, if you win the lottery, or you work 10 years to make the same money, it's the same kingdom. It's in your bank account, it's on your money, it's there. But in Tereach, in Ruchnius, you gotta work. You have to work and work. And that's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us three matanos toivos. Those matanos toivos are matanos that we should, the Eishon wants us to have a kinyan in. And if he wants us to have a kinyan oilam in something, it's with Yisurim. It's with Yisurim, it's with Mesilas Nefesh, it's with giving up for it, it's with Tereach, and it's with Omer. Shteit. The Gemara Avodah Zarah, the Shisanti Gemara. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says that there was a case of went to his advisors and he asked them, "What do I do with the Jewish people?" And it goes to a person. His name was Tia Bashalom. Who was Tia Bashalom? Tia Bashalom was a guy, and he said, "Should I get rid of the Jews?" He says, "Again, don't start up with the Jews. Start up with them, you're going to get killed." So the Taza says you're 100% right, but the rule of my kingdom is that if you win an argument with the Taza, you get killed. So I'm killing you. So it's not a question to save Pharisee. He wasn't a son of a Pharisee. The same people, same thousands of years. And then Hanuman Shrivisa came and told him, you're going to the world, you're going without us, you don't have the payment, you can't pay to get into Alam Haba. So what did Kiva Shalom do? He went and fell on his Earl and he cut off his Earl. What did he have scarred? Because an Earl can't get into Alam Haba. He cut off his Earl and he went in. And the Basco came out, and said to the Mahabo, and then cried, Yeshua Yadu, right? That was that famous Yimar, everybody knows the Yimar. What's the Shah? The Shah of the first one is, what do you mean, cut up his own? So we cut up his own there for what? Is he Yid? He needed a Bezdin. He needed a Bezdin. He wasn't a Kabbalah Mrs. Bezdin. What did he do? It was on Priya, which is Mila. The parents is, I'm going to life game, and they could also go to the but the Mahab is only Allah is only the Yisurim. We need the Yisurim to go. That's the Ketiyah Vashon. Pinchas was the ultimate Moshe Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ras. Shteki Medrash, there were 6 or 12 or more Nisim that had to happen for Pinchas to be able to be victorious and not be killed. In fact, I'll tell you an interesting thing. If you walk away with nothing from this year, this is an interesting thing I'm sure everybody's going to tell. Tell that if you look at the Akdom to the Chassam Sofer, in Sefer Bamidbar, he discusses the idea of whether we call someone a Shlomaza or the Ashlomil. What's a Shlomaza? A Shlomaza is Sheloi Maza. What's a Shlomil? Who's a Shlomil? Zokdaza, Shteit Medrash, that all these nisim had to happen for Cosby to be killed. And who is Cosby? Shlumiel ben Tzimshai. Zokta Samsaita. That Pinchas was such a Moshe Nefesh. Pinchas Al-Kitabe should have been killed. And that Cosby was killed as a Shlumiel. That's the origins of the word Shlumiel. Let's state Samsaita. Let's say Pinchas is given Kuhunas Oilom. Loyu Lizaru. Why? Because when you moist nefesh for something, when you take something with Yisurim, it's a Kenyan Anlo. It's in Shisan. As their Goy's name was Ketiyah Vashalom. When Pinchas is given as Brisi Sholom with Avon Ketiyah, it's Ketiyah Vashalom. When the serious nefesh for Elam Haba was Ketiyah Vashalom now. Pinchas is that much in that it's a necessary that Pinchas had. That he's given Brisi Sholem, that's the Shah. Pinchas not the God Ketiyah. Pinchas is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the paradigm of the Sirius Nefesh. His Nekad, the Koyt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tzibel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pinchas gets that afterwards. Shataka, all, I speak to myself, have this Hakkar. Kolvetfeh HaYisigua Ben Ansorim, the Pasuk says. Bein Hamsara means bein between the shreks in the 3 weeks. Shteit Sora Hakadosh and Kol Reifel Yisigua. We run after Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We run after Ruchnius. This is a time when people run away from Ruchnius. This is a time in the world when people run away from Ruchnius. We have to run before Ruchnius. Shteit Ahavcha Kol Reifel Yisigua. We run after Milus in Ruchnius at this time of the year. Kol Reifel Yisigua. Anyone who runs after it will attain it. Bein Hamsara. We should pack a Zoyfer that this should be our last Bein Hamsara. We should pack a seed, the ultimate rule of inheritance.